As you make your way back to your seat, Heather's going to come forward for our children's time.
Good morning. So nice to see all of you this morning. I brought some stuff in my basket. This basket's from Burundi that I got from Solange, which is I use for a lot of stuff. Anyway, what's this? Newspaper? Cool. One of my favorite things in the world, a paper map. Don't leave home without one when you go to a different city. And this is what it looks like, a paper letter. Yeah, not an email, but a letter. But emails are good too. Oh, one more thing. What's this? Phone. Okay, so what are all these? Oh, there's a picture of Kirsten. So what are all these things? A newspaper, a map, a phone, a letter. What are they all used for? To communicate. Right, to communicate, to talk to someone, and they can talk back to you. Well, the map doesn't talk, but it at least tells you how not to get lost. That's the only time I would advocate for paper, okay? Anyway, so how do we communicate with God? Through a newspaper? How? I heard it. Prayer, right, prayer. We use prayer to communicate with God. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. So we can pray to God, and he will show himself to us and guide us, right? So can you imagine having a best friend and you didn't communicate with them at all? No, and we want God to be close to us, right? We want to be close to God because God helps us and comforts us and heals us and he gives us strength and wisdom. So we want to talk to God, and we do that by praying, right? And we want to keep him close in our heart. So when we pray, we want to thank him for all the blessings he already gives us. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing me and my family. Keep your arms close around us and help us stay safe and healthy. And we love you, God. Thank you for loving me. Amen. All right, we're going to go down to Children's Church. So if you're visiting, you are welcome to come to Children's Church with us.